Saturday, 9th of March, 2024. Maybe today. And because I was uncertain of such questions, I asked whether he was willing to go to Jerusalem and there be judged concerning these matters. Acts 25:20. A more literal translation is, "And I, being perplexed at the question concerning this, bid if he be willing to go to Jerusalem and there be judged concerning these." CG. In the previous verse, Festus noted the dispute between the Jews and Paul. It concerned questions against him, about their own religion, and about Jesus, who had died, but whom Paul affirmed to be alive. Because of these things, Festus continues saying, "And I, being perplexed at the question concerning this." Festus uses a word translated here as being perplexed, aporio, which means at wit's end or at a complete loss. There was more than doubt concerning the things he had heard. Rather, he simply didn't understand how to proceed. This gives a reason for his now asking Agrippa, who was a Jew, to give insights on the matter and even maybe help in what judgment should be rendered. As for his judging the matter during the court session, because of his lack of ability to understand what the sides were arguing over, Festus bid if he be willing to go to Jerusalem. Paul stood in Caesar's court. That dealt with matters of Roman law and infractions committed under it. If nothing else, Festus knew that these disputes between Paul and the Jews had nothing to do with his jurisdiction. Or at best, the dispute may ultimately be judged in a Roman court, but only after the lesser issues between the parties were hammered out. Because of this, there might be a resolution to some of the issues in Jerusalem. If so, he asked if Paul was willing to go there and there be judged concerning these. Before seeking Agrippa, which comes later, but before Paul is sent to Rome, he made the suggestion of going to Jerusalem to have the matter revealed through a trial. Some scholars see this as a statement of doubt as to Paul's innocence. Others see it as a pretext Festus used based on verse 9, where it said that he wanted to do the Jews a favour. As it is impossible to know his true intentions, we can only speculate as to what his motives were. What seems likely is that he simply wanted to do the Jews a favour, while at the same time he wanted to get a more competent court setting to explain just what the Jews felt Paul had done wrong. Life application. There are many things in Scripture that are uncertain, such as the motivation of Festus for asking Paul to go to Jerusalem. It is certain that he had no idea what to do about the dispute between the two parties, but his ultimate motivation for asking for a trial in Jerusalem cannot be known. As such, speculation is necessary to comment further. However, when speculating, it is appropriate to identify it as such. Pastors will often make claims from the pulpit about things that they simply cannot know, but they state them without such qualifiers. The problem with this is that the congregants probably have no idea that the pastor is speculating. From there, if they were awake and paying attention during the sermon, they will always think that what they heard is something right out of the Bible. This should not be. Anytime a teacher or preacher is speculating, he should state it explicitly or use words such as might have, may, etc. to show that he is guessing about what he is saying. Further, it is never inappropriate to ask a pastor, preacher or teacher to explain his words. He is there to teach. If he is teaching, he is also to be held accountable for his words if they do not align with Scripture. At the same time, there is no need to be arrogant or overly wordy when asking to clarify what has been stated. Putting a teacher on the spot in an embarrassing manner is simply inappropriate. Have tact when asking for clarification. Lord God, help us to be sound in our doctrine and questioning of the things we hear concerning your word. If we hear something that seems like it needs further clarification, may we use tact and courtesy as we dig to find a resolution to our questions. Help us in this so that we will be rightly instructed in your word. Amen.
I did not know much about these things, so I did not ask questions. But I asked Paul, "Do you want to go to Jerusalem and be judged there?" Acts 25, verse 20.